Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Welcome to a Monday morning. It is the 6th day of October. Hope all is well with you. Today is something called Blue Shirt Day.
Neither one of us is wearing a blue shirt.
It's a World Day of Bullying Prevention and National Bullying Prevention Month. As part of it, people should wear blue shirts to show solidarity against bullying and promote kindness and safety. I'm wearing a red shirt, so, of course, I am the bully.
I have a jean jacket.
I'm the bully.
Does that count?
No, it's not a blue shirt.
Well,
it's Child Health Day, Coaches Day, Garlic Lovers Day, German American Day, Plus Size Appreciation Day.
Woo!
Probably shouldn't say anything about that. It's also Transfer Money to Your Daughter Day, otherwise known as Every Day. Good morning. We're Joe and John. Things you need to know this morning. A 17-year-old Vineland teenager is in custody after the fatal stabbing of a Vineland woman. Police say the unnamed suspect knew the victim. 38-year-old Christina Aselta died Friday morning as a result of stab wounds.
A 4-year-old boy riding a pedal-powered car was seriously injured when he was struck by a pickup truck at Malaga Camp Campgrounds. In Vineland, the boy was seriously injured and airlifted to Cooper Hospital. No word yet on his condition. The driver did stop. Police say no charges have been filed.
A rough weekend for Philly sports fans. The Eagles lost their first game of the year yesterday, falling to Denver 21-17. Meanwhile, in baseball, the Phillies lost their playoff opener to the Dodgers Saturday 5-3. The Phils in L.A. play Game 2 tonight at 6 at Citizens Bank Park.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Watch out for some scattered fog this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny, high of 80.
Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for Jana's fangirl update.
Keith Urban's post-divorce era is hitting the stage hard, man. He dropped The Fighter from his set list this weekend at Hershey Park. He swapped in You'll Think of Me. That was like the breakup anthem of the century. He even tweaked the lyrics to say, take your space and your stupid bull crap reasons. But that's not what he said. You know what he said. You got it. Fans are calling it his most raw and emotional tour yet. Woo! Everything we know about Keith Urban's tour changes are up now at catcountry1073.com. Does this mean it wasn't all his fault? We may never know. Kane and Caitlin Brown are bringing their hit, Thank God, to the small screen with a Lifetime Christmas movie. It's going to be called Thank God, Christmas at Keller Ranch. The couple, they are serving as executive producers in the film. They're not starring in it. It's a cozy love story about healing, horses, and holiday magic. Their duet plays 3 times in this thing. I can't wait to watch. Who doesn't love Hallmark Christmas movies? I do. Everything we know about the Browns' new movie, it's up now on the Cat Country 107.3.
Missing you. What happened yesterday to your Philadelphia Eagles? They were winning, and then they weren't.
And that's where it ended.
Lost to Denver. Not only did the Eagles lose, Jana lost her picks.
I did.
She only got 1 out of 3 right over the weekend.
The worst I've done so far this season.
You picked the Lions, they won. You picked the Bulls, they lost. So you're now 11 wins. And four losses on the season.
You're still winning money? Not as much as you were. Sorry.
By the way, we have some Monday morning quarterback advice from this lady on TikTok. Take a listen.
If the football teams can choose what plays they want to do, why don't they just do the plays in the NFL that score them the touchdowns?
Yeah.
Well, that's...
Yeah, you guys.
I mean...
Hey girl, shake it for me. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Cash, we've got it for you today. $1,000 each and every day. Matter of fact, Thursday, make a mark in your phone for this. Thursday, the prize will be $10,000.
Yeah, Will.
But today, $1,000 up for grabs, 10 chances to win. It's all made possible thanks to our friends at Bennett Chevy, Ann Arbor Township at BennettChevy.com. First chance to win cash cow, 820 this morning. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. Brought to you by our friends at Bridgestone Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts happening now at Bridgestone Auto Mall. Don't miss out. Tom lives in Mullica Township. He sent us the joke we're going to use this morning.
Tom, thank you.
A knight and his men return to the castle after a long, hard day of fighting. How are we faring? Asked the king. Sire, said the knight, we have been killing and pillaging on your behalf for weeks, burning the towns of your enemies in the west. What, yelled the king? I don't have any enemies to the west. Oh, said the knight. Well, I guess you do now. 7.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Cash Cow is back. $1,000 up for grabs. Are you ready to win?
You could do a lot with that money right now.
8:20 this morning, your first chance to win. We'll have 10 chances to win from 8:20 to 5:20 at 20 minutes past every hour. Make sure you're here, ready to win at 8:20. Cash Cow made possible thanks to our friends at Bennett Chevy, Egg Harbor Township.
Thank you.
BennettChevy.com. Keep Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
And where are we off to today?
London, England. A drunk woman got caught in a clothes dryer and had to be saved by police. They were able to pull her out. She came out sober and very soft. Three mornings with Joe and Jana. Cash Cow is here. $1,000 up for grabs today. 10 chances to win. First chance is at 8:20 this morning. Our friends at Bennett Chevy, Egg Harbor Township, and BennettChevy.com make Cash Cow possible. Good things you need to know this morning. A 17-year-old Vineland teenager is in custody after the fatal stabbing of a Vineland woman. Police say the unnamed suspect knew the victim. 38-year-old Christina Aselta died Friday morning as a result of stab wounds.
A 4-year-old boy riding a pedal-powered car was seriously injured when he was struck by a pickup truck at Malaga Camp Campgrounds in Vineland. The boy was seriously injured and airlifted to Cooper Hospital. No word yet on his condition. The driver did stop. Police say no charges have been filed.
A rough weekend for Philly sports fans. The Eagles lost their first game of the year yesterday, falling to Denver 21-17. Meanwhile, in baseball, the Phillies lost their playoff opener to the Dodgers Saturday 5-3. The Phils in L.A. play game 2 tonight at 6 at Citizens Bank Park.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Watch out for some scattered fog this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny, high of 80.
Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country Morning Birthday Shoutouts start right now.
And here we go.
Belated happy birthday wishes to Emily Cheeseman. Happy birthday, Emily. Sandy Cardi of Egg Harbor Township celebrates today. It's Rebecca Hutchinson's birthday. Rebecca is from Dorothy. Jessica Shepherd of Port Norris is 49. Vicki Haydack of Bridgeton is 61. Happy birthday to Ralph Gunther, who's 61 today.
Happy birthday, Ralph.
Stephanie. Boy. Hold on. Let me see where I am.
You
Stephanie,
got this. I believe in
Stephanie
you.
From Summers Point is 46.
All right.
Starts with a G. I can't believe I can't read my writing.
That's okay.
We have that somewhere? Let's see it. Happy birthday to Andrea White. Andrea is 44 today. We missed you, or I just totally messed up your name. Sorry.
That's okay.
Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout out today, Rebecca Hutchinson from Dorothy. Rebecca is 31 today. Three mornings with Joe and Jana. Time for another edition of Jana, What Would You Do?
Oh, great.
Jana, you're out even eating dinner with your two dogs or whatever you do in your life.
Sure.
So you're out eating dinner.
Sure, sure.
And the food comes and you ordered it without onions and it has onions, or it's not cooked exactly like you wanted it to, or the corn is cold. Do you send your food back, Jana?
Depending on what it is, yeah.
You send it back?
Yeah. It's a salad and there's just like onions on it that I can take off and it's easy, I'm just going to do that. But like if I ordered my steak medium rare and it's well, I'm sending it back. I'm paying for it. Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
You are probably in the majority. About 1/3 of restaurant diners said they would never ever send food back they're unhappy with. I would think twice about sending back food. Again, it would have to be really weird. Like,
right.
As you said, if I ordered medium rare and it was well done,
yeah.
I might send that back. But if it had something on the side that I didn't want, and it's on the side, I'll just push it over.
Right. Like, I'm not going to send my burger back if they sent out, like, lettuce, tomato, and onion, and I only wanted lettuce, tomato. Like,
33% of diners said they worried about confrontation or worried about how staff might react.
Or spitting in your food, yeah.
Well, that would be a nice way of saying how staff might react.
Sure, sure, sure.
We go to TikTok now to find out what you should know about your spouse before they become your spouse.
Oh, no.
Me and my husband got in the most debilitating argument last night, okay? And it was bad. And it all started with this puzzle that I got for me and him to do together. And it was going fine. I was showing him the puzzle. He was like, yeah, that's going to be great. And then all of a sudden, it took a drastic turn. Yeah. He said, do you know the easiest way to do a puzzle is to start from the inside and work your way out?
What?
And I waited for a second for him to say, just kidding. And he never did. And I said, sir, pause, rewind. Excuse me? I said, everybody knows you start from the border. You separate all the pieces with the flat side. And you start with the border. And then he responded with, well, my mom does it from the middle out, and I'm going to do it that way. I'm going to do the puzzle the way I want. And then I responded, you're about this close from me filing a restraining order against you. I'm going to sign us up for who the bleep did I marry, because I obviously didn't marry someone who's
there. Joe and John up next, Cat Country Morning Trivia, brought to you by our friends at Matt Lat Nissan. Phone number is 609-383-1073, or hit the Call Us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Up for grabs today, a $50 gift certificate to the Birdcage in Atlantic City. It's a great restaurant in Atlantic City. Delicious gluten-free food, killer cocktails, unforgettable vibes. From brunch to dinner to late-night cravings, you'll love the Birdcage. Find out more at birdcageac.com. Got a terrific menu. You got a $50 gift certificate when you win trivia this morning. Here's the question. 85% of people who own one of these don't use it. That's a lot. It's not a bread maker. I think I have 6 bread makers at home. Don't use any. 85% of people who own one of these don't use it.
Okay.
What is it?
I'm going to say, is it a garage? You don't park your cars in it?
Well, you don't use it for its intended purpose. No, that's not it. But that's good, though. 85% of people who own one of these don't use it. Coming up at 8:20, Cash Cow, your first of 10 chances today to win $1,000. Right now, we're looking for a winner on trivia. Up for grabs today, $50 gift certificate to the Birdcage, fabulous restaurant in Atlantic City. Here's the question. 85% of people, that's a lot, 85% of people who own one of these don't use it.
They don't use it, and it's not a garage.
Garage. No, yeah. That's not it. 609-383-1073 or the Call Us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Hi, Cat Country.
Hi, is it an air mattress?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hi, is it a fire extinguisher?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hopefully we don't use it.
You're right.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Dishwasher?
No, that's not it. Thank you. We make her do dishes every once in a while. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hi, is it a treadmill?
No, that's not it.
That's
Thank
a good
you.
Guess.
That's very good. By the way, it's not any kind of exercise equipment. Hi, Cat Country, what's your answer?
Blender.
No, that's not it. Thank you. That's good, too. Hi, Cat Country, what's your answer?
Is it a coffee pot?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Let's just say it's not exercise equipment.
Okay.
And it's not anything in the kitchen.
Okay.
Hi, Cat Country, what's your answer? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is it a gym membership?
No, that's not it. Thank you. And it's not anything outside the home.
Oh, okay.
This would be in your house if you owned it.
Okay.
How's that? Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
The answer, a house phone.
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
A blender.
No, that's not it. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country. 609-383-1073 or hit the Call Us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Up for grabs, $50 gift certificate to the Birdcage in Atlantic City. One more time, 85% of people who own one of these don't use it. Again, it's not any kind of exercise equipment. It's nothing that would, I don't think it would be in your kitchen.
Okay.
But it's something that would be in your home if you owned it.
Do you use it?
I don't own one.
Oh. Well,
so,
there you go.
And if I did, I probably wouldn't use it. Trying to find a winner of trivia. It's our last chance. We'll take a few more calls right now at 609-383-1073 or hit the Call Us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. 85% of people who own one of these don't use it. We said it's something that you wouldn't keep in the kitchen, probably. It's nothing to do with exercise, but it's something you would have in your house if you owned one. I said, I don't own one. I don't know if Jana does or not.
Yeah, you said you're not sure. Not sure about me.
Hi, Cat Country.
Hi, is it a pressure washer?
Pressure washer. That's very good, but that's not it. Thank you. That's very good. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Good morning. Is it a piano?
That is absolutely right. You're a winner.
Oh, great. Thank you.
What's your name?
Amy Cole.
Amy Cole. Where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey, Williamstown.
Do you own a piano?
My grandmother does. She doesn't play it, but it's one that plays itself.
Oh, there you go. Cool.
Well, Amy, we have for you a $50 gift certificate to the Birdcage Restaurant in Atlantic City. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Piano. 85% of people who own a piano never play the piano. You have a piano?
I have a keyboard, and I'd say that's also true. I dabble sometimes, but not as much as I should to keep my skills fresh.
Keyboard and pianos are totally different things.
I'm just saying it applies, and they're not different, but they're
not. Yes, a piano you have, it's a piece of furniture, a keyboard you have under the bed, and you pull it out and dust it off every once in a while.
Put it on a stand? What do you mean? And it sits in your room?
But that's not, not pretty. That's not furniture.
It's a piano.
That's just,
it's a piano.
It's a piece of exercise equipment. You hang your clothes from it, just like exercise equipment.
I will say there are some clothes before I put them away that do go on there. That is factual.
So that's another laundry. Good morning. We're Joe and John. Things you need to know this morning. A 17-year-old Vineland teenager is in custody after the fatal stabbing of a Vineland woman. Police say the unnamed suspect knew the victim. 38-year-old Christina Aselta died Friday morning as a result of stab wounds.
A 4-year-old boy riding a pedal-powered car was seriously injured when he was struck by a pickup truck at Malaga Camp Campgrounds in Vineland. The boy was seriously injured and airlifted to Cooper Hospital. No word yet on his condition. The driver did stop. Police say no charges have been filed.
A rough weekend for Philly sports fans. The Eagles lost their first game of the year yesterday, falling to Denver 21-17. Meanwhile, in baseball, the Phillies lost their playoff opener to the Dodgers Saturday 5-3. The Phils in L.A. play game 2 tonight at 6 at Citizens Bank Park.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Watch out for some scattered fog this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny, high of 80.
107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
And go.
There are 5 of them. Number 1, me at 7 p.m. Oh, I'm so tired. Me at 10 p.m. I'm now going to rearrange all the furniture.
Yes.
Number 2, if they can invent a self-driving car, why can't they invent a man who puts his laundry away in a timely fashion?
Well, last week I was slacking in that department, so I can't judge. Last week.
I have a desk in our bedroom. It's referred to as the laundry table number 2.
Yeah. Yes.
Number 3, my favorite part of Mondays are when they end. Number 4.
I don't mind Mondays.
Number 4, me as a teenager. I'm going to have a big house with a pool and a giant walk-in closet. I'm going to host big parties every weekend.
Ah!
Me as an adult. I can live in a shipping container in the woods. Hey, that's awesome.
Yeah, it sounds great to me.
We're Joe and John. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number 5. By the way, I'll take the pool house anytime. Number 5. I'll talk to anyone after 2 beers, even people I know.
See?
Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna coming up on 820. You know what that means? It means cash cow time. Made possible thanks to our friends at Bennett Chevy, Egg Harbor Township, and BennettChevy.com. It's your chance to win
$1,000. $1,000 could get you if you were like me yesterday and you headed out to Smithville's Oktoberfest. At $6 a pop for some really delicious beer, that gets you 166 and a half beers. That's a lot of beer. You need a lot of days.
$6? That one's not bad.
No, not for a really, like, craft, delicious German beer. No, it's great.
All right, we got 10 chances for you to win $1,000 today, just like Randy Swanson did the other day. You need to listen for the cash cow codes at about 20 minutes past the hour from now through 5:20 p.m. today. So every hour while you work, when we give you a code, take that code to the Cat Country 107.3 app, click the button that says win cash, and type in your code. And your first code of the morning is 645.
645, that's the code that you need, 645. It's the win cash button on the Cat Country 107.3.
A few minutes ago, never fear, we've got 9 more codes coming your way today. $1,000 at stake on Cash Cow. Congratulations to Brandy Swanson, our latest $1,000 winner.